Thanks, Chairman. Look, firstly, apologies for being late. There's the unfortunate clashes of the Oxiana, Iris Technology, AMP and Illumina AGMs all happening this morning in Melbourne, so it makes it a bit difficult to get around to them. Look, I've raised this issue at the previous couple of AGMs. It's about this notion that Illumina's pay should be comparable to other companies when you're a postbox company that doesn't do much. And Alcoa, you know, runs our operations for us. We're a sort of minority passive participant in 40% of the assets. Yet our board gets paid full freight as if we have thousands of employees and vast complex operations that we actually are personally, you know, as a company responsible for. So I sort of have raised with you this notion that, you know, the idea that the directors get 100K a year, or you get more than 200,000 a year, or the CEO is on hundreds of thousands with performance measurements based on how he's gone. It's all irrelevant because we don't actually control anything. It's all controlled out of Pittsburgh and Alcoa. So as you formulate your performance and pay strategies for 2008, I'd just like to ask you that you take that on board again. And I'm pleased to see that the board only met 12 times last year. As I've said previously, when you had up to 20 board meetings a year, it was starting to sound like a fortnightly lunch club, that you were getting together to have a chat. There's only 8 employees. I sort of asked the question, what do you do every, you know, to meet 20 times a year when you don't run anything? So my question is, why do we continue to pay ourselves as if we're a fully fledged company with vast operations that we control? And how much is it actually costing now to run the postbox company, which we are? Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Main. And for a while, I thought you weren't turning up. So I'd have to say I'm, you know, pleased to see you here. Regarding your questions, Illumina's, let me just make, you know, I don't want to go into details of, to respond to some of your comments, but it's essential for Illumina's shareholders that they have a strong management and board able to represent their interests in a major joint venture with a very large US corporation. The role of the management and the board is to ensure that our shareholders' interests are protected and advanced. And I'm sure you'd understand, and all shareholders would understand, that when you're in a joint venture like that, decisions are made from time to time where there are grey areas, and it's critical that we are represented at that table by competent people. Just as one specific example referring to last year, I'd just like to once again mention the funding arrangements. This was initiated by our management because it was enabled us to seek to get access to franking credits and also funding. And it was negotiated by them with Alcoa, obviously with their agreement, that it came out the way it did because of the efforts, insights and ability of our people. If we didn't have highly qualified and competent people to do that, I'd have to say that it's doubtful that a similar outcome would have been achieved. And that could only act to the detriment of all of our shareholders who are now benefiting from that increased flow of franking credits. Regarding remuneration, when we employ consultants in this field, they take into account the activities of the company and do take into account that it is different to other companies in the sense that it's got a very, very major joint venture interest but doesn't have a lot of employees. And those considerations are reflected in the relative remuneration both at the board level and also of management. Thank you.